Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Cy Brown. Today is Tuesday, December 16th, and I am oh so happy to be with all of you again. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you very, 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 very much. I appreciate it. The chat room is open. I'm definitely taking phone calls today, and I have a very, very exciting show. Today, for the full hour, we are going to be discussing how to make money on the Internet for beginners. And I put for beginners parenthetically because you can't assume everybody knows. And the thing is, with technology changing as quickly as it changes, everybody almost is a beginner every single morning you wake up. So even though it may seem that, oh, wow, you know, how do you know this? Every day when we wake up, we have to look at technology and the Internet as a beginner. You can definitely use some of your foundational knowledge, but really for the most part, you have to look at it as, you know what, I'm new at this, I'm fresh at this, and that's really the only way to look at it because it changes so quickly. I mean, the things that I knew or I've learned over time almost seem obsolete. And we can even use my laptop, for example. I'm so embarrassed to say it, but I'm saying it anyway. My laptop has 512 memory and a 60 gig hard drive. But yet when I purchased it 2 years ago, it was, you know, it was an okay computer. It wasn't top of the line. But it was $500, and we actually bought two of them that day because it was only $500. So we bought two laptops, one for me, one for my husband. And the funny thing is I already had a Dell, so we were buying them because they were so inexpensive. So we ended up with three laptops at the house, and so we ended up giving the Dell to the kids for their music. And now I just have so much stuff on this computer. I love it. I know where everything is, but in theory, this is like a dinosaur. It's so, you know, it's so old compared to what's out now. A friend of mine bought a nice new computer, and he brought it over to my house. And I'm like, wow. Oh, as if I had never seen. That's my phone ringing. I'm trying to, thought I turned it down. But it's as though I had never seen a new computer before, which is obviously not the case. But anyway, today we're talking about how to make money on the Internet for beginners, and there's a lot of stuff that I'm going to cover. I'm definitely going to touch on affiliate marketing, blogs, websites, Internet radio, podcasts, and really, I think if you had to come up with a core message, it would be, or a core theme would really be to how to monetize your message, because basically that's what it boils down to. If you have a blog, if you have an Internet radio show, if you have a podcast, if you have a website, it's probably because you have a message and because you have something to say. So what good is it if you have this message, if you have something to say, you've got all these great ideas, and you don't monetize it? At that point, it's all for naught. If, in fact, that's the premise that you have your online presence. Now, if you just have a blog because you like to journal or you like to share your thoughts and ideas, that's one thing. That's so totally different. But if your goal is to have a blog to fuel your consulting career or to have a blog to fuel or to act or to work in tandem with something else you're doing, I think you have to figure out a way to monetize your message, because if you don't, then, you know, like I said, it's kind of for naught. So I think, you know, before we can even get into this, one of the first things we have to really think about is why you're getting online and the mindset behind why you're getting online. Are you getting online to make money? Are you getting online to promote what you do? There's one guy who, and just know, just as a quick sidebar, today's show is not about me promoting any one person, any one blog, or any particular idea. It just came up because I actually, you know, do this for a living, and just I touched on it after our show yesterday and just asked everybody, you know, is this something that you think, you know, we want to talk about? So really I just took my knowledge and my thoughts and wrote them down on a piece of paper, and then, of course, I'll see what's going on in the chat room, you know, so I can answer everybody's questions. So I'm approaching this subject just from a position of, hey, you know, this is what I do every day. Perhaps I can help you, or perhaps I can offer some assistance. But really the first thing you have to do is really understand why you want to be online, why you want to have a blog, a website, podcast, internet radio, or something. And then once you really determine in your brain why you want to be online or what your purpose is, then we can start shifting into the mechanism in which you use to broadcast your message. I think the first thing that we really have to address is really the distinction between a blog and a website, and then I'll get into a podcast and internet radio. I was a member, or I had a profile listed on LinkedIn.com, which is like a professional networking site, and I remember listing a long time ago, like, what's the difference between a blog and a website? Well, think of a website as you take the information that you want your readers, and just for the sake of readers, I'm going to use customers or clients, and I'll use those words interchangeably. You want them to know. You put it up, boom, that's it. But now if we think about it from a perspective of a blog, you now take that same information, you put it up onto the internet, but now what happens is a blog allows you to engage in a two-way conversation, because they can now post feedback and then you can respond back to them, and it makes it more so it opens up a two-way line of communication. And I think once you start to open up communication, you're able to really understand what's on the hearts and minds of your customers, and it enables you in a more expeditious way to be able to properly serve your service and serve your customers. I know for me, as a working with meeting planners and event managers, and I do see some calls on the switchboard. I'll get your calls in a second. But if I'm marketing speakers or if I'm promoting speakers through my agency, just having a website, I'm putting these speaker profiles up on the internet. What if meeting managers are not looking for those type of speakers? Well, if I actually have a blog, it will allow them the convenience to now start to respond and say, well, do you have someone like this, or I'm looking for someone like this. So I think that's really, really important. Let me pick up a couple of these calls very quickly, and then I'll get right back to just sharing how to make money on the internet. I'm definitely going to talk about affiliate marketing, widgets, and really how to promote yourself. Caller from 240, do you have a question, or are you just listening?
Hey, peace and blessings. Sai Boogie, this is Vernon. How you doing?
Oh, hey, what's going on, you?
I'm feeling great.
You said you were going to be with me today. You're absolutely right.
Hey, right from the get-go. You know what, though? I think you had dead air for like about 2 minutes, though.
Oh, what else is new? What else is new? Do you have any specific questions? I know you're listening and I know you're at work, but do you have anything specifically that you want me to address? Because based on our conversation, I really brought a lot of information with me today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, you know what? I'm like in the thick of confusion, trying to learn all of this stuff and trying not to have too much information thrown at me all at once. So I'm trying to stay real, real focused. The thing that I need to focus on and master quickest is content. Kind of content that I want to put out there that's relevant. For me, writing has never been, you know, something that flows easily.
Okay.
And I guess that's why I gravitate toward radio, you know, audio blogging and stuff like that is like, hey, piece of cake to me. But writing, blogging, Squidoo, anything that you have to put content out there, I'm stuck on for hours.
Oh, okay. I'll help you. Anything else? Or do you want to stay on the line?
That and I guess, you know, the whole SEO search engine optimization and keyword searching. And I'm listening online just in case, you know, I have something I want to put in, so you can mute me or whatever.
Okay. If you have a question again, just put it up in the chat room. I'm going to put you on hold right now.
All right.
Okay, cool. Hey, it's Sai. Is this, oops, hold on. Okay, I was trying to pick up another call, but I'm going to just put everybody on hold. Okay, let me answer Vernon's question real quick. First of all, if you have a blog and you want to develop content, and this is taking me just a smidgen out of order, but it's all good, I use Google Alerts. And the reason I use Google Alerts is because it allows me to see trending topics. Let me give you a quick example. Somebody started a website called Inauguration Events. That's it. They took a domain name and they bought it. You know, me and my friend call a blog an $8 website because she, this young lady, went to GoDaddy.com, who's the registrar that I use, who I'm very, very happy with. Like, I literally just sold 5 domain names yesterday, and they made it so easy to transfer them to the new seller. But she came up with an idea called Inauguration Events. Now, obviously, this is really something very, very timely right now. She may not make any more money off of this blog until 2012 for the next election. But in the meantime, she registered this domain name, and it's definitely based on trending topics. So what happens is with a Google Alert, you can set a Google Alert for certain areas, and they're going to tell you what's being chatted about. Set your Google Alert up for comprehensive because you can get just blogs, you can get news stories, and I set it up for comprehensive. And so now I can see what trending topics are based on my area of expertise. Let me explain. I started a blog called OurFirstLady.com, and this blog is all about Michelle Obama's family, fashion, and philanthropy. So I have a Google Alert set for MichellePlusObama.com because if I just do Michelle Obama, I'm going to end up with all things Michelle and all things Obama. So with Michelle plus Obama, it puts those two words together. Every day I get a comprehensive Google Alert for those two words. Now, as far as content goes, you can post other people's content on your blog if you give them credit. Perfect example is Huffington Post. If Huffington Post, HuffingtonPost.com, was started as a blog by Arianna Huffington. She was in politics. She ran for office. But Huffington Post is a very, very, very popular liberal blog. She gets an Alexa rating, and I'll get into ratings a little bit further down in the show, of a 99.8. She is 503 of the top access blogs, of billions and billions of blogs. Her traffic is 503. So, I mean, if you ever go to Huffington Post, you'll look and see there's not that much original content. What she does is take headlines from the New York Times, the New York – well, not the Post because that's conservative, but a whole host of liberal news sources. She puts the heading, and then when you click the link to read, it takes you back to the original news source. So for Vernon, for you, if you're writing about small business, it's kind of like you're creating a portal. You use your blog as a portal because now what happens is you can put the heading in maybe the first two paragraphs, and if people want to read more, you write the word more, highlight the word more, and usually in your blog template software, there's a way where you can insert a link, and then when you insert that link, you take it back to the original news source. And so now your blog looks like it's full of content of which you wrote none of them. Remember, if you have a blog, you're really in the information business. You're not necessarily I see True You in the chat room. Okay. You're really in the information business. You're not necessarily in that particular industry. For example, my blog, OurFirstLady.com, about Michelle Obama, I'm not a fan of fashion. Anybody that knows me knows I wear, like, jeans and T-shirts and ponytails all the time, unless, of course, I'm going to lecture somewhere. But for the most part, OurFirstLady.com is about Michelle Obama's fashion and philanthropy and all of these good things. I don't know about the difference between a kitten heel and a stiletto and all that stuff, but it doesn't really matter because I'm filling a need of people that have this insatiable desire of all things Michelle Obama. You see what I'm saying? Most of the content, very little of the content, do I even write? If you go to OurFirstLady.com, and please don't think this is shameless plugs, but I'm doing it to fill this point, but when you go to that blog, I even have it where I've inserted HTML code of my Amazon affiliate account using keywords. So there is a post that I made last Friday that said, Michelle Obama brings back the kitten heel or something like that. And right underneath it, there's a HTML code, which is a back-ended code, which is so easy to get, of shoes, rotating shoes. So somebody who's really into shoes may find that, buy shoes, I get paid. You have to make sure also that your posts have a really good tag at the bottom because that's how people search. Really quickly, too, I just want to talk about one more blog, and then I'll get back to, search engine optimization on how to find content. Another way to find content, I personally go to Amazon.com, and Amazon.com or even eBay, they tell you where – you always want to make sure you're on the cusp of things. You want to make sure that you have very, very trending topics, things that are of interest. Right now, it's not really cool to talk about the reason we went to Iraq or whatever. You know, you want to find things. Right now, Barack Obama is very sexy, very trendy to talk about. Michelle Obama, where the kids are going to school. I'm sure there's a blog out there that talks about private schools, and they're probably posting right now where Sasha and Malia are going to school. If you're able, Vernon, to successfully aggregate your content with posts and pictures and links, then you have your content. Another good way for content is to do lists. If you have a business blog, lists always work. The top 10 this, the top 5 this, the top 4 that, the top 5, you know, all of those things. There are several ways to get content. One more place is to go to eZines. I think it's E-Z-I-N-E-S. No, eZine Articles, that's what I think it is, eZine Articles. And then there's articles written about your particular topic. You put whatever your particular topic is, and you can find articles about it. And as long as you cite your source, you're not stealing. Don't forget, what you are is a portal to deliver information to the people that follow you in the way that's most conducive for them to receive it. Think about this real quick. Right now, if I talk about let's talk about God, because we talk about God and spirituality a lot on this show. I talk about God all day long, but to you all who listen to the show, your favorite way to receive my message about God is through this show. I have a host of readers that prefer to receive it through a blog. I have another host of people that follow me that prefer to see me lecture live, but the message still has not changed. So you have to take, remember about a week or two ago, we drew a circle on a piece of paper, and at the middle of the circle, you had to draw your core competency. That's the message. Remember, you're a marketer of the solution that you offer. I'm not a political blogger. I have a blog called Politics Remixed, PoliticsRemixed. Politics Remixed is really a blog for people that are just getting into politics. It is a 101 account for politics. Matter of fact, today I'm uploading a lot of stuff from my book about the Constitution, government. Most of that content is not mine. Most of that content is not mine, but there are people that follow my blog because they like the way I disseminate information on politics. So I don't want to belabor the issue too much on content, but you know, there's some ways right there. For search engine optimization, that is a very big one, SEO. Okay, here's where it kind of starts. Let me read the chat room real quick. Tiff says it's weird not having a chat room. Well, we have one. Okay. Okay, everybody's in there. Sai, you're smart. Thank you. God has blessed me to be able to be home and study and read, and I study and read a whole heck of a lot. Boy, oh boy, do I study and read a lot. So a lot of the stuff that I'm saying is just from my own experience in developing my own blogs because I'm a blogger. I'm a blogger, and I run 5 blogs. One is politics. I have ourfirstlady.com. I've got nycgospel.com, which I just revamped last night. I'll be launching the new site probably in about 2 weeks, but you can see it now. So I am a blogger. I am a disseminator of information, so really this is just stuff that I have in my head. High Road says, do I use WordPress? No, I don't. I personally do not like WordPress. I like Blogger. WordPress has some better features than Blogger does, but everything that WordPress has inside of its capabilities, I can get from outside companies. Let me explain. WordPress has a built-in feature for you to check your site stats. Well, Blogger does not. But what I do is I use FeedBurner, and I use one other company. And so when I log into my FeedBurner account, I put in my username and passcode, and then I can embed a small HTML code into my Blogger website. And then if I ever want to check my stats, I log into FeedBurner. This is why I use a lot of different companies, because I am so afraid if something happens to any one thing, you're screwed. For example, somebody used Gmail for all of their business and whatever, and one day Google just kicked them out. They had no access to anything. I want to still make sure I'm protected to a certain degree where I can still have access to my information, which is why I tell everybody go to liferemixedradio.com instead of blogtalkradio.com/Saida. You want to own and control as much as you can. But anyway, back to search engine optimization. The key with this is your description and your meta tags. That is really a big key. No matter what you read on the internet, I'm talking from experience. That's what gets you ranks and gets you ranked up higher in Google alerts. If you go to Google and you do like New York Speakers Bureau or Speakers Bureau NYC, my company is number one. Now, that's as of the last time. Let me just check really quickly right now because I don't want to give out the wrong information, and I'm going to tell you exactly how I did it. Hold on. Let me just open up this page on my computer. I'm going to google.com literally as we speak right now, and it just opened New York Speakers Bureau, and I just hit enter, and, yep, I am number one. I am over the Greater Talent Speakers Bureau. I'm over speakersbureau.com. If you just do Speakers Bureau, then I think I dropped to, like, the second page, but I'm actually number one in Google's ranking. And the way I did that was through my meta tags. So let me rewind. I use GoDaddy.com to register all of my domain names. I love it. They're very good, and they're very responsive, and they're very inexpensive. There is a way you can set your the name, your page name, it's on the left, and then your meta tags on the right. The meta tags is what is used and picked up by companies to be able to rank your website. So, for example, for my Platinum Speakers Bureau, I used motivational speakers, keynote speakers, college speakers, Bureau, New York. I put in all of those tags. So when Google goes to search, you're able to find out, like, the ones that have the most that match that person's search are going to rank closer to the top. And a very secret way, not necessarily secret, but a way that you can determine what the best tags are for you is to go to websitegrader.com. Website and then grader, G-R-A-D-E-R. This is what I did for my Michelle Obama website, which is why my rankings are going to jump sky high in probably 30 days. Find one of your competitors, the top competitor in your field, in whatever you want to do. And when you type in their domain name, all of their information is going to pop up. There's nothing private on the internet, just so you guys know. Once it's on the internet, it's out there. But anyway, I did that with a couple of my websites. I went to see my competition, exactly what they had, and I copied their meta tags. Because obviously their tags are doing something correct because they're ranked in the top one, the top two, the top three. So that is really what helps you. There's a lot of other ways to get into search engine optimization and keyword searching, but that's really, really the crux of it right there. If you have any other questions, Vern, I can definitely speak with you on the side. Christian Wives Club put, what's that URL again? It's www.website, and I'm putting it in the chat room, grader, G-R-A-D-E-R.com. And I've done that. I've graded my websites, and I've checked all my websites just to make sure that they're on par, that that you know they reach the top of Google. Everybody uses Google, so I just wanted to use that as well. Real quickly, just to switch topics, wait, let me see. True, do you have a question? Can you hit me up in the chat room because I see you on the switchboard. Let me pick up your line real quick. Let me just see if you are just listening. Hey, it's Sai. Are you listening, True, or do you have a question? Okay, I'm going to put him back on hold. Yeah, I just put him back on hold. And I think I see 732. Celeste, is that you?
Yes, that's me. I'm listening.
Oh, okay, cool. Just making sure. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anybody. All right. Tiff says I'm going to have to download the show so I can get all of this. Yeah. I'm giving, you know, you guys, I just pour my brain out. But I have to go back to remembering that circle. You have to remember what you want people to know, what you want people to get out of it, and you have to remember and never forget your core competency of why you're doing what you're doing. So, for example, with NYCGospel.com, I'm selling you. Oh, I just saw something in the chat room, so anyway, sorry about that. I'm selling information about what's happening in and around the New York City area. So I'm offering a reason for people to come back to my blog. The reason is there's always fresh and updated information, fresh and updated news, something that wasn't there before. They're going to learn something that they didn't know before, so they continue to come back. Now, that works for that particular blog. My blog, Life Remix, which really is just about my intimate thoughts about this show, I don't make any money with that. That's just my way of venting, my way of expressing myself. But the other blogs that I run and that I operate, they are meant to be monetized so that I can see a return. Here's something to think about as well when you want to make money on the Internet. Are you trying to make money through ads, or are you trying to make money through a service that you sell? Because there's a big distinction with the way you're going to set your blog up. Because if you want to make money through ads, then that means your website has to have a lot of links, and you can't really guarantee that people are going to click on these ads, so you have to have a killer domain name. You have to have a real blazing domain name that people are going to come up to whether they're looking for an ad or not. So, for example, I don't know, cars.com. Let's just say cars.com. People are going to go to cars.com whether you advertise it or promote it or not. So you can own the domain name cars.com and then just create ads for Mazdas, Subarus, Hondas, Chevys, car parts, car stereos, car windows, car chop shop, like whatever relating to cars, and you'll probably make a ton of money because people are going to go to cars.com anyway. Now, if you're selling a service, say you're a car aficionado and you really, you know, love cars, then you would probably put car consultant or something like that.com, because now people know when they go to that blog, they're looking for somebody who can help them maybe buy a car or whatever service that you offer. And in that particular instance, your blog is not going to be very ad heavy. It's going to be very informational heavy, where you're trying to give people as much information to position you as an expert so they want to buy your service. I don't really operate any blogs like that. Mine are really, you know, my blog, the only blog that I really run like that is my personal blog, but I make money through other things, so it's not really necessary for me to try to monetize the spirituality. You know, I'm always offering you guys my books and stuff like that, but it's never directly a blatant hard sell. So I think, you know, going back to your circle, I keep saying going back to that circle because that's going to be a very strong visual. My circle actually sits right in front of my laptop on a bright yellow piece of paper because I never want to forget that what I do every day is market the solution that I offer. That's it. Tiffany, I'm going to use her for an example. She, I think, has an absolutely brilliant show just as in the hip-hop entrepreneur. Just because the whole genre of hip-hop is full of entrepreneurs. If Tiff started a blog, The Hip-Hop Entrepreneur, she would be able to have a blog loaded with ads of small business tips, because small business tips and being an entrepreneur transcends industry or transcends genre. It doesn't matter if it's hip-hop or a shoe store. There's still some underlying or core competencies, I keep using that again, that are not going to change. So I think you can never, ever, ever forget, and you have to make sure you always give your people a reason to come back to your blog. Moving right along, you have to make it convenient for people to read your blog. Remember, you take the information that you offer, your core competency, and you market and promote it in a way that's easily digestible for your people, that your fans, readers, whatever you want, your clients, your customers. And let me say it this way. I have a friend who will not ever, ever, ever give out her email address on a blog because she gets too much email. So what she does is she subscribes to the blogs that she likes through an RSS feed. All blogs have an RSS feed built right in. It's very, very simple. You can just email your blogging company, or if you're on Blogger, I'll tell you what your RSS feed is because they're all the same. But anyway, she doesn't want to get emails. And then I have other people that follow my blog, especially my NYC Gospel blog. They don't even know what the heck an RSS feed is. So they just want to log on to the site, subscribe via email, and every time I put up a new post, they receive an email. So if we're remembering that we are a marketer of the solution that we offer and we want to give people a reason to come back to our blog, you have to make it easy for them to be able to get updates about your blog. And the top three ways to get people to subscribe or to follow your blog are as follows. Number one is through your RSS feed. Now, that takes a little bit of savvy, you know, from people. Most browsers have a button that just says subscribe to this feed, and they can click that, and then a window will pop open with just a confirmation. I actually put, and through my research, it's best to put the block to subscribe to your feed via email in the upper right-hand corner. I've read just when you're designing your website that's the place where people's mouse usually sits, in their upper right-hand corner, maybe because it's in the upper right-hand corner, people are right-handed, I don't know. But I was told if you put a sign-up block on your blog where people can follow via email, it's best to put it in the upper right-hand corner. So if you go to any of my blogs, there is a sign-up box in the upper right-hand corner. That's, I guess, where people's eyes go. I don't even know. But anyway, that way, whenever you put a blog post, it can go right to the people's email address. It goes right to their inbox. And what's really cool is I submit blog posts directly from my cell phone. So I can be in the street and say, oh, I just saw this in the street, and it goes right to all of my people's inboxes right away, and they're able to get that information immediately. Another way to have people follow your blog is with a follow your blog button. Now, this is only in Blogger. I don't know what WordPress or TypePad uses, but I use Blogger, and they have this great little widget. A widget is a feature. So you're going to, as you start to get into making money online, you're going to see get this widget or, you know, modify this widget. All a widget is a feature. Wherever you see the word widget, substitute the word feature. So a widget is just a feature. So Blogger has a widget that allows people to follow your blog. And I have that, like, for my Politics Remixed blog, I've got where people say they want to follow it. They click a button, and their picture pops up. So it's really cool. But what happens is anytime I make a post, it allows them to get the information that they want from me in a way that's convenient, in a way that they're going to receive it best, which is either email, RSS, or follow this blog. To me, those are the top three. And another way, you want to automate your stuff as much as possible. And FeedBurner really helps. I would recommend everybody get a FeedBurner account. It's www.feedburner.com. You open up an account with them. You're going to end up opening, if you really are serious about making money online, you're going to end up opening probably about 5 to 7 key accounts that you're going to end up checking and logging into every day. based on how many blogs you run. Like I said, I run 5. But anyway, FeedBurner has this great feature, and this is a must. It's a feature that allows the person who's reading your blog to email that post, to dig your post, to forward that post to Facebook. It has the best, that is the best, one of the best features that that they have. Because here's what happens. They're actually promoting your blog for you. So think. Imagine you're reading like NewYorkTimes.com or whatever. All right, and you see this really great article. And at the bottom of it, it'll say email this article to a friend or post this article on Facebook. Right now, you're now promoting that New York Times article for them for free. So that's what happens when you add this feature from FeedBurner into your post. Let me tell you where it is right now because this is very important. Right now, if you go to my blog, I haven't updated it on Politics Remix yet, but it's definitely on OurFirstLady.com. So if you go to OurFirstLady.com whenever you guys get a chance, I haven't made a post today, but I'll probably get it done today. But you'll be able to read a post, and then if you like it, you can forward it to a friend right from there without me having to do anything. And really the key is to automate all of this stuff so you're not stressing trying to figure it out. Technology has made things so incredibly easy that you can do something once and it disperses out to so many different places. Let me give you a quick example. And then I'll go back to how to update that information through FeedBurner. For example, if you have photos online, right, through PhotoBucket or Flickr or whatever company you use to upload your photos on the internet, there's a little button that says post these pictures on Facebook, post these pictures on your blog, post these pictures on MySpace, whatever it is. And if you click that button, it automatically posts your pictures on that outlet. Well, if you go one day and say, ugh, I don't want these pictures here, I want to add new pictures, do you know the new pictures will automatically be updated on at the ultimate destination where you place those pictures? It's automated. And so once you understand that a lot about blogging is automation, it'll start to change the way you perceive it, and it'll make it a lot easier. You don't have to sit and figure this out. I just told you how to get free content. If you want to see how that looks, go to Huffington Post. Most of that content on Huffington Post is not theirs. They just aggregated it from different news sources. Now, I pulled up how to build interactivity into each of your blog posts, and this is how you're going to do it. And this is very important because this is going to help people be able to email your blog, put your blog on different portals through Dig, through Facebook, through StumbleIt, through all these other places with no effort on your part. You're going to log into FeedBurner, and you're going to upload your feed. If you have Blogger, again, I can tell you what your feed is, but if you have another blog company that you use, you're on your own. But anyway, you go into your account. The second button from the left is optimize. I don't know if somebody wants to put this in the chat room because I'm looking at my FeedBurner screens and I can't type and read at the same time. Log into FeedBurner, number one. Enter your feed address. You have to set up your feed. It's very easy. That's step number two. Step number three, you click the second button from the left. It says optimize. Then on the left-hand side, it's the 1, 2, 3, 4. The sixth link, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the number six link says feed flare, FeedFlare. It says feed flare. You click that button. When you click that button, you're going to see a whole bunch of links on the right-hand side, maybe like 10 or 15 of them. Just click all the buttons. You click all the buttons because what it's asking you is, do you want people to have the ability to email that particular blog post through the feed, that particular post, or through the site? So you want them to be able to do both, so you click both of those buttons, and you click it all the way down. or just every single one of them. And at the very bottom, the coolest thing, all you have to do is click save. And it asks you, do you want us to automatically post this to your site? So you're going to click yes. And a lot of this stuff is automated. It's now doing these things for you automatically. Once you set it up once, the beauty of making money on the internet is that once you set this up once, the only thing I really do for my blogs is just post content because everything else is automated. So that makes it really, really easy. Let me just read some of the stuff that's in the chat room. Hold on. Thanks for the compliment, Tiff. And she says, I'm definitely an expertise of mine. It's done because I've got to make money and I've got to eat. So what you're hearing from me right now is just things that I've learned and discovered along the way. I have so many different projects that I can't find storage space in my memory to dissect all of this. How elegant, Vernon, isn't this amazing? Oh, cool. Okay, good. Thank you for the compliments, everybody, but this is kind of what I do. So, and after the conversation yesterday, I kind of saw that there was a need for this. So that's that. So that's enough about that. But, okay, let me talk a little bit about widgets and affiliate accounts because this is another thing, too, very important. The way to build your blog, follow me good, is through other people's stuff. Their content, their ads, their codes, and their features. You don't have to sit and learn how to do this yourself. You can just Google the word widgets, and all types of stuff is going to pop up. For example, you're looking at a blank blog page, and you're like, Dad, what do I put? Go back to your core competency. What do you want people to see when they come to your site? I've got one of the coolest features on my site, and it's a countdown to Election Day on Politics Remixed. It's a countdown to Barack Obama's Election Day. I found it on somebody else's site. I liked it. I copied the code and pasted it into my blog. So now when you log on to Politics Remix, right there on the right-hand side, there's a countdown to Election Day. It's just a really cool feature. I did absolutely nothing but copy the code and paste it. But that's what can happen with affiliate accounts. I would recommend everybody today, if you are serious about making money online, open up an Amazon.com affiliates account. Just Google Amazon affiliates. Listen to what I'm telling you. Google these two words, Amazon affiliates. You don't want to open an associates account because that's if you're selling your own product. Like my books are all available on Amazon. I use my associates. You want to open up an Amazon affiliates account. What that is going to enable you to do is sell on your website every single thing in Amazon.com's inventory. Can you just imagine? What if you blog about cameras? What if you own the domain name camera.com and you just filled it up with cameras from Amazon and eBay? How much money would you make? That's crazy, right? So now, once you open up your Amazon affiliates account, it will now enable you to sell every single thing in Amazon's inventory. That is how I was able to sell shoes on my Michelle Obama website on OurFirstLady.com. I don't know any. I just went to my Amazon affiliates account, typed in my keyword shoes, and then it gives you a bunch of options. Do you want it to be one shoe? Do you want it to be a shoe by a particular company? Do you want it to be heels? Do you want it to be flats? Do you want it to be boots? So I clicked heels, women's heels, dress shoes. So all of a sudden, all these things popped up, and it said, get this code. All I did was copy it and pasted it directly into OurFirstLady.com. And now when you go to that blog, halfway down the page, you'll see shoes scrolling. And if anybody buys any of those shoes, I get paid. That's the beauty. And the reason I say open up an Amazon affiliates account, again, this is definitely for beginners, but this will allow you to sell anything in Amazon's inventory. I've got a feature right now on Politics Remixed where you can buy deeply discounted books, nonfiction books. So there's books on Politics Remix for like $5, $6, $4. I don't own these books. I don't inventory any of these books. They're just there. And if somebody buys them, then I'll get paid. I think it's very, very important that you all open up Amazon affiliate accounts. That's your first step to making money. Learn how to use your Amazon affiliates account and learn widgets. That will be the secret to your success, I believe. Tiff says, Sai, what happened to the ads on this show? I still have one client that that I have an ad for this particular show, but this particular show is like my pet. Coming to you guys every single day is my pet, and I had to really make a decision, do I want to push ads on this particular show? And I don't think that's really the direction that I really want to go in with this particular show. Now, my other podcast, because I do 3 podcasts a day, I just come to you guys at 12 noon, but by the time I come to you guys at 12 noon, I've done 2 other podcasts. So, anyway, until I find ads or programs, TIFF, that really are in line with what this particular show is about, I probably won't do ads on this show. Plus, I signed up for Blog Talk Radio's revenue sharing project, you know, where I can get revenue, because I put the player for this show in so many different places. So I have to see how that goes. And if that's not a revenue, then unfortunately you guys may have to hear at least 1 ad per show because I got to pay the bills. But step 1, just to recap, and you guys, I see everybody's going back to the archives. Maybe tomorrow, because I know maybe some of the stuff that I discussed today was a little bit scattered. It's just because I'm trying to get so much information out, and this is so new for me. I've never tried to explain what I do. I hope I wasn't, like, disconnected and all over the place, but I want to make sure I answer as many people's questions as possible. But remember, you have to know what your core competency is. Make sure, another thing, too, make sure you make at least 1 post per day. You know, I'm an extremist, so I try to do, like, 3 posts for each blog a day, and it doesn't always work that way. But make sure you make at least 1 post per day. Make sure you give your visitors a reason to come back, because you want them to come back. You don't want them to be like, oh, this is whack or this is lame. And the more widgets you use, the better, because it makes it interactive. Remember, your goal is for people to come there and have an experience. You don't want them to just come read and go. You don't make any money, if, in fact, that's the premise in which you're running your blog. And I think I am going to do a part 2 to this tomorrow, and I'm going to get into Alexa rankings, Twitter values. My Twitter value is $482. That means if I send your information out to Twitter, I could technically charge you $482. That's my Twitter value. If you want to find out your own Twitter value, go to tweetvalue.com, and it'll tell you what your Twitter value is. Like I said, mine, when I checked this morning, was $482. So in theory, if you said, Sai, could you retweet this for me, I could say, in theory, I need $482. Now, I think that's a bit egregious, but it is what it is. But these are all the things, actually, I'm going to talk about tomorrow. Yeah, I think I'm going to do a part 2 tomorrow. And what I'll do, actually, everybody, please make sure I have your email address. I'm going to email a guide so you can look at, and I know everybody's at work, or most of you are at work. Like in New York, it's lunchtime for most people, but in Cali, where a lot of my people are, you're on the West Coast. I'll email you, or if you're a member of liferemixed.ning.com, I'll put it up on the Ning site tonight, and then you just go there and check it. And then that way you'll have a guide of things that I'm going to talk about, because I facilitate a lot of workshops. And I think if I give everybody a guide, you'll know where I'm going, step 1, step 2, step 3. And so we can make a little bit better order for this, so that way I can get you the most information. And then you can respond if you have any questions. You can just say, hey, Sai, what did you talk about? You know, or can you elaborate on this? But don't forget, you need to give people a reason to come back to your site, either through email, which I use FeedBurner, RSS feed, which RSS stands for Real Simple Syndicate, or Real Simple Syndication. I believe that's what it stands for. That's what RSS means, Real Simple, I think it's Syndicate. And it's just a way to feed your information to your reader, that's all. Or if you use Blogger, you can use Follow This Blog. But I think if I were to give an assignment today until tomorrow, the first thing to think about, number 1, is what is the purpose of your blog? Is it to make money with blatant ads, or is it to position you as an expert so you can sell your consultative services? That's number 1. Then once you determine that, it'll take you in the direction of what widgets to add and what type of things that you can put on your site through your Amazon affiliate account. So I would recommend to everybody tonight, open up your Amazon affiliate account, number one, and then determine what the purpose of your blog is. I'm going to put in the chat room really quickly right now all of my blogs, www. And another thing, too, real quick, I recommend going to GoDaddy, buying a personalized domain, and forward it to your blog, because to host your blog is free. Most of these are totally free. I think WordPress may charge a small fee, but I don't like giving out cybrown.blogspot.com. I just like saying cybrown.com. Just like Politics Remix is really politicsremix.blogger.com. I just say politicsremix.com. So it's worth it to spend the $10 to get your own customized domain name. But anyway, I'm putting in the chat room all of my blogs right now so you can check them out, you know, if you want, if you can't, or whatever. Go to politicsremix.com. Oh, I only have less than a minute to go. All right, I'm just going to read them to you because I can't forget our prayer. politicsremix.com, ourfirstlady.com, nyc.com, nycgospel.com, platinumspeakersbureau.com, and Life Remixed. Oh, my God, wait a minute. Please pray for Shawnee. Her stepmom killed herself, and she is feeling responsible. That's a very sensitive subject, especially with what I was going through last week, so I don't know what to say about that. Her stepmom, I'm not even going to, all right, I can't get into that. Just for my own personal health, I can't get into that. So you all read that and do what you may. So that's enough about that. Anyway, I'm going to I'm going to do the same show tomorrow, how to make money on the Internet for beginners, because there's so much information, and I didn't realize I had so much information in my brain that I could share with you. My phone number is 212-560-8980 if anybody wants to call me, and I'll help you out. Curvy, I got to meet you today at 2:30. I can't meet you at 2 o'clock because I'm running behind schedule. I got to jump in the shower and stuff. But don't forget that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is, and wherever you are, God is. I'll see you all tomorrow where we'll continue this conversation. Peace.